I'm Jesse.
I'm Ella.
I'm Ricky.
We're Flowers for the Dead, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental
Therapist Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Best friends found a new guy.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Sophia, and you are listening to One for the Books, where every week I pick a book and play music that fits the themes and vibes of that book. So today, in honor of a book that I just finished, our book is One Day by David Nichols, published in 2009. This book killed me. It is such a beautiful, heart-wrenching book. It follows this couple, Emma and Dexter, who meet each other on July 15th, 1988, knowing that they must go their separate ways the next day. But the novel visits their lives through the next 20 years on July 15th. So we get little snippets of their lives and their relationship and where they stand with each other. And it's just a beautiful book about time and love and chance and just how crazy it is that total strangers can come into our lives and be the most important people that we meet. So this book, it's just a beautiful book. Our first song is Slow Burn by Kacey Musgraves, going a little country on this fine morning. I just felt like the title was so fitting. Slow Burn is exactly what this book kind of feels like. And the first line of the book is, haven't been early since 88. And the book begins in 1988. So I had to do it. And after that, we have Mama, You've Been On My Mind by Jeff Buckley. In this song, Jeff Buckley talks about, you know, just thinking about someone, yearning for someone, and he mentions the weather, which is a pretty important aspect of this book, because every July 15th in English folklore, I guess, is called St. Swithin's Day, and essentially the lore is that if it rains on this day, it will rain for the next 40 days. And so this is important in the book One Day, because each day that we see these two characters meet, or not meet, depending on the day, is on St. Swithin's Day. So I felt like that was fitting. And then after that, we have Pink Moon by Nick Drake, because Nick Drake is just so this book. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for tuning in today. This is One for the Books on WMUC FM College Park.
Thank you.
taking my time, let the world turn. I'm gonna do it my way, it'll be alright. If we burn it down and it takes a lot, it's a slow burn. Yeah. In Tennessee, the sun's going down, but in the street don't close for an hour. We should take a walk and look at all the flowers. 'Cause I'm all right with a slow burn. Taking my time, let the world turn. I'm gonna do it my way, it'll be all right. If we burn it down, perhaps it is the color of the sun caught flat and covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. But mama, you've been on my mind. I mean no trouble, please don't put me down. Don't get upset, I am not pleading. Oh, saying I can't forget you. I do not pace the floor, bow down and bend, but yet. Well, mommy, you've been on my mind. Even though my eyes are hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow. Where you been? Don't bother me. Oh, bring me down with sorrow. I don't even mind who you'll be waking with tomorrow. But mama, you're just on my mind. I am not asking you to say words like yes or no. Please understand me. I have no place I'm calling you to go. I'm just whispering to myself so I can't pretend that I don't know. Mama, you just on my mind. When you wake up in the morning, baby, look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you, you know I won't be near. I'd just be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
Saw it written and I saw it say, pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink moon, gonna get you on the pink moon.
By Nick Drake. Before that was Mama, You've Been On My Mind by Jeff Buckley. And before that was Slow Burn by Casey Musgraves. So coming up next, we have Cariño by the Marías, which is one of my favorite songs ever. It's essentially just a love song, but I think it definitely captures that like yearning feeling that both our characters, Emma and Dexter, experience in One Day in their yearning for each other. And the reason this yearning is dragged on so long is because they both, their lives just do not line up. Either one of them is really successful in their career, but the other one isn't, or one of them is in a really like strong relationship, or a relationship they feel like they can't leave, and the other one's single, and like it just, their lives keep flip-flopping. So this next, after Cariño, we have Tied Up Right Now by the Parcells, which the whole song is like, the one I need is tied up right now, which is very much what's going on in the book One Day. And then after that, we have Separate Together by A Tribe Called Quest. This is one of my favorite bands from the 90s, and the book follows these characters from 88 all the way to the early 2000s. So I figured it was fitting to play some music that was going on during that time. And also, Separate Together, I mean, come on, they're either together physically, figuratively, they're talking to each other, they're not talking to each other. This relationship has so many ups and downs, but trust me, it's so worth reading this book. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for tuning in to WMUC FM College Park.
Thank you.
Separate Together by A Tribe Called Quest. Before that was Tied Up Right Now by The Parcells. And before that was Carrying Yo by The Marias. Up next, we have Kiss of Life by Sade, one of my favorite just songs, but also such a romantic song. This song always has me feeling some type of way, like I'm looking at a sunset or something like that. It's just a beautiful song. And after that, we have Always a Relief by The Radio Department. This song also kills me a little bit, but the main line is, it's always a relief to see you again. And I think that really fits the main characters of One Day, Emma and Dexter, because no matter what they go through, no matter how difficult their lives are, no matter how their last interaction went, whether they got in a fight or not, they're always, in the end, relieved to see one another, and they're always going to care about one another and hope that the other one is doing okay. And after that, we have The Shining by The Neighborhood, which I just felt like this song fit the their love story. And the main like line of the chorus is, you have a heart of gold and mine is always broken. And I think that totally goes for both characters. One more than the other definitely is always kind of going through it and just feeling a little lost in the world. And the other one has this heart of gold, essentially, and always shows up for the other one. But I think they both show up for each other in different ways, and it's really beautiful. So that's what we have coming up. I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. This is One for the Books on WMUC-FM College Park.
By my side, something heavenly.
That was The Shining by The Neighborhood. Before that was Always a Relief by The Radio Department. And before that was Kiss of Life by Sade. Coming up next, we have Pennies by The Smashing Pumpkins. Another one of my all-time favorite songs. This song is, I guess the main line is, all the world must know that I loved you so, especially when you go. And our main characters, Dexter and Emma, have such a profound love for each other, even when they aren't synced up in life, or when one of them disappoints the other, or lets the other one down, or leaves the other one hanging. The truth of it is that all kinds of relationships have their ups and downs, and people make decisions that maybe they shouldn't have made. But in the end, I mean, obviously you shouldn't accept like less than the love that you deserve, but I do think that in the end, Emma and Dexter have a very beautiful love for each other, and that despite the things that we go through, we're kind of always going to gravitate back towards these people that have had such an impact on our lives, and that once you have that connection, no matter what changes in your external lives, I think that connection always exists. So even if you haven't seen each other for a really long time, that doesn't mean that the connection goes away. After that, we have You've Got a Woman by Lion and Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks. These songs are featured, I just love these songs, and they're also featured in the show adaptation of the book, which I highly recommend watching. It's on Netflix, and it's a beautiful representation of the book. Very beautifully depicts it. So I hope you guys enjoy. And wait, before I play that, I just want to read a quote. It says from the book, "You can live your whole life not realizing that what you're looking for is right in front of you." And that's a beautiful thing. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy. This is Pennies by The Smashing Pumpkins.
Stumbled over me, and you say the face.
Was Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks. Before that was You've Got a Woman by Lion, and before that was Pennies by the Smashing Pumpkins. So to close out, I wanted to share a quote, a passage, I guess, from the book, but bear with me, it's a good one. What are you going to do with your life? In one way or another, it seemed that people had been asking her this forever. Teachers, her parents, friends at 3 a.m, but the question had never seemed this pressing, and still she was no nearer an answer. Live each day as if it's your last. That was the conventional advice. But really, who had the energy for that? What if it rained or you felt a bit gloomy? It just wasn't practical. Better, by far, to be good and courageous and bold and to make a difference. Not change the world exactly, but the bit around you. Cherish your friends, stay true to your principles, live passionately and fully and well. Experience new things, love and be loved if you ever get the chance. This is a quote from the book One Day that our character, from the perspective of the character Emma, and I think it's a beautiful quote about sort of the meaning of life, I guess. Maybe there isn't an overall encompassing meaning, but holding the people that make life worth living close to us and telling them that we love them before it's too late, that is important, and that is the best thing that we can do for ourselves and for them. There's no use wasting time pretending that we don't care about each other. So this next song is He Can Only Hold Her by Amy Winehouse, because the main line is he can only hold her for so long. And I think that really speaks to the relationship of Emma and Dexter, where they're constantly slipping in and out of each other's lives. And then the last song is Patience by Tame Impala. This is one of my favorite Tame Impala songs ever. I love this song so much. And I think patience is exactly what you need in life, though it's not always easy. Emma and Dexter have patience for each other. They trust that the other one will eventually come back. And also when our lives take very unexpected turns, it's not easy, but the best thing we can do is have patience and trust that time will tell and time will bring us in the right direction. So thank you guys for tuning in today and hearing all about our book One Day. This is One for the Books on WMCFM College Park, where college radio is good radio.